Gospel Meditation for the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Ebbs and Flows by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. Today's Gospel doesn't lend itself well to imaginative prayer, so I offer a guided Ignatian meditation on this reading. This is an invitation to let the scripture enter into your heart and mind and speak personally to you. Ignatius said that meditation specifically engages our memory, thoughts, and will. We hear the word of God and we ponder it, noticing any words, images, or ideas that speak to our hearts. And we speak to God about all of this. I will read the gospel passage twice. The first time, just listen to get a sense of it, to hear what is being said. The second time, notice any word or phrase, image or idea that speaks to your heart or shimmers for you. Stay with that word, image, or idea and ponder its meaning. Notice how it makes you feel. Savor the experience. And after the reading, I'll offer some prompts for prayer. After you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the meditation webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace to experience God's word spoken personally to you today. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. the first half of this passage, Jesus addresses the priorities of one who wishes to follow him. Sometimes our relationships, work, political views, muddle our focus on God as our source and God as our goal. How do you feel when you hear Jesus say that love for him must be the central relationship of your life? What impact does your love for Jesus have on the other relationships in your life? What role do you want that love for Jesus to have? Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me." What does it mean to you to welcome Jesus? If you're not sure, ask Jesus to show you. Is there a word or phrase that caught your attention as you listened to the gospel? ponder it. What does it mean? What feelings, what memories, what thoughts arise in you as you pay attention? Take a few moments to talk with Jesus about all you have reflected on and how you are feeling right now. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.